Lasting Media.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Baby, let's go!
You're listening to a Blue Collar Bonus.
I ain't mad at it.
Mail call.
Yeah, yeah. What'd we get?
Whiskey. We got whiskey.
But not just any whiskey.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with this one, honestly.
Because
we got a whole shipment of single malts.
Okay, which you're not...
I'm notoriously not a fan of. Yeah. Okay.
So notoriously, doesn't buy much.
Yeah.
Notoriously, doesn't try single malts.
I sound really depressing, but
yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm a happy guy, but...
You've bought a single malt before. We've had single malts on the show.
One or two. Yeah.
The Stranahan's, I think you bought.
Stranahan's. Yeah. We had some Westwards, right?
Yeah.
We had a friend from Westward on the show.
Did I buy a Westward?
I think you might
I think
have.
You did. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But normally I'm not buying a single malt.
Okay.
But these guys sent us their whole lineup, right? Is this the whole lineup?
Some of it.
Okay. There's three of their...
Three of their lineup.
Whatever their lineup is. This is Whiskey Del Bac.
From the desert of Arizona.
The Sonoran Desert.
Can we get a desert sound? What is it? What is a desert sound? What is that? Like rolling tumbleweeds?
Yeah, those effects.
Yeah, but, just that.
People cooking meth in an RV.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's New Mexico. No, sorry.
Yes. Yeah,
totally different.
Wrong desert. Or maybe it's the same desert, just different state.
Maybe.
Anyway, whiskey from the desert. What did they send us, D-Rock? We got a list over there.
They sent us the Classic and the Winter Release 2021 and the Spring 2022 Distiller's Cut Release.
Okay, so the Classic is a...
94 proof?
92 proofer.
92 proof.
Just a desert-aged classic American single malt. And then this... What is this one?
This is
the Winter Release.
Yes.
Which is 110 proof. Mm. It is their homage to the heavily smoked whiskeys of Islay. And to Whiskey Del Bac's Mesquited Roots. This year's winter release boasts a blend of three different 100% malted barley mash bills and four different cask finishes of our mesquited single malt whiskeys. Bold and assertive while simultaneously refined and smooth. We recommend serving the winter release with a single large cube. And then there's actually some notes on the back, so we'll get there.
Nice.
And then JD's got the last bottle.
This is the Whiskey Del Bac Spring 22 Distiller's Cut. This is a cask strength, single malt, coming in at 111 proof.
Okay.
So.
Same story on the back?
Same story. So one thing that's interesting about these, which I think JP's going to like, is these are desert aged.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's going to bring out a lot more.
More barrel, maybe?
Maybe.
It also should be noted that they're doing this.
Yes.
They're distilling this.
Correct.
This
yes,
their
it
stuff.
Is. It is local. It's
never sourced, never chill filtered.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like music.
Yeah.
So I think the proof's going to be there. I think the taste profile's going to be there.
Okay. Well, what are we drinking first?
I think we have the Classic first, which is...
Set the base?
That is the base. So that is 92 proof American single malt. Is a classic, true American single malt using the Scottish model of whiskey making. It's made from 100% barley malt that is mashed, fermented, copper pot distilled, aged, and bottled on site.
So this classic, these are notes if you want them.
Oh, yes, please.
As we dive in here. Classic opens with bright stone fruits.
Okay.
Ooh.
Not just any stone fruits, bright ones.
Yeah.
That's on the nose. And then it's balanced with a sweet caramel desert minerality. An oak finish. Desert, is that like sand? I don't know what that means.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, on the nose.
Are you getting bright stone fruits on the nose?
Yeah, there is a fruit note in there, but I mean, obviously those malts are very present. So they do a mesquited malt, but this is not a mesquited malt. This is just regular.
Not from what we're reading.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
You still kind of get that raisin bread kind of.
Absolutely.
It is, it is bright. I'll give them that. I don't know about a bright stone fruit, but it's bright.
You don't get like a fruit note in there?
It's more bread-like than fruit to me.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, JP, first thoughts? Got a hot take?
Eh.
Okay.
I'm not trashing it. It's okay. Kind of finishes with like a, like they burn the caramel.
You're getting like a burnt caramel?
Yeah.
D-Rock, what do you think?
I like it. I think the more you chew on it, the flavors open up, you get more things out of it.
I definitely agree. It's definitely an outlier in terms of single malts. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is the finish. It's a bit dry.
It is.
Very.
A lot drier than most. But there's this like a smoky, oaky component that's happening that you don't typically get with average single malts.
Right.
So uniqueness factors there. It's a craft, so obviously I'm going to pay, you know, you're going to always spend a little bit more on a craft product. So, I mean, around $50.
That's what this is, around $50? Bucks?
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, and to me it drinks a little hotter than the proof.
You think
I think it does.
It's got a little more heat than what you would think.
Right, than like 92 proof.
I don't know. It's kind of, this one's falling apart on me.
Okay.
I've had three sips now and I'm just, it's kind of gotten consecutively worse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're in luck because we got two more to try. And these next two are mesquite malted.
Okay. All right.
Now, D-Rock, what is mesquite malted?
So they're using 100% barley that is malted and smoked over a velvet mesquite fire.
A velvet mesquite fire.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. What is a velvet mesquite fire?
What is that velvet?
This is beautiful. What is that velvet?
Can anybody explain what a velvet fire is?
Oh, velvet mesquite is a plant.
Oh,
so
okay.
The type of mesquite, yeah. Prosopis velutina, commonly known as velvet mesquite, is a small to medium-sized tree.
So it's a specific type of mesquite.
Yeah, it's a legume adapted to a dry desert climate. So it's a dry desert climate type of mesquite.
Yeah, okay. All right. So you learn something new every day. So here next, we're drinking the Whiskey Del Bac Limited Release Winter Release of 2021. It's a 110 proof. And it has tasting notes of cocoa nibs.
Mm. Ooh, I love a good cocoa nib.
Yes.
Candied toffee.
Mm.
And stone fruits.
Oh, are they bright?
It doesn't say bright on this one. I don't know. This is... okay, so on the nose, you should get the cocoa nibs. Cinnamon. Did we ever establish what a cocoa nib is?
We did.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do a refresher for the kids at home.
Yeah, I don't know what a cocoa nib is. One moment. Crumbled bits of dried cacao beans, which grow on the cacao tree.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Cocoa nibs, cinnamon, charred mesquite, and earth.
There's your note, dude. They used your note. Earth.
just earth. Yep.
Here I am thinking that JP's crazy for using earth as a tasting note.
And there it is.
Just earth. I don't think I was a big fan of it, though. But there it is.
Of earth? Or?
Well, there are days. I think your
options are numbered there.
If you drink it neat, you should get soft vanilla up front, blossoming into plumes of mesquite smoke and white pepper, tapering off into soft cinnamon and candied toffee.
Wow.
All right, let's jump into this nose.
They have specific notes for on the rocks as well, but we're not drinking on the rocks, so.
How about the nose, man?
She's smoky.
Oh, God.
She is smoky.
Oh, God.
This is, it's like sweet mesquite.
It's really weird.
Yeah, sweet heat.
You get a lot of brown sugar on top of smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're like baking something sweet over an open fire.
Yeah, it smells like
maybe your brown sugar rub on a brisket.
Yes.
Yeah. This is like a honey gold barbecue sort of thing.
There you go. Well, let's see what it tastes like. Cheers. This one's weird.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, unpack it. Open us up here. It's weird because...
It's weird because everything inside of me should not like this.
Yeah.
But I think I like it enough to the point where I would put it in the collection just to have it.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody who says, yeah, I had a smoky whiskey one time. No, wait. Drink this one.
Yeah. And the proof's there. You're a proof guy. Yeah. Bit of a proof snob. So, I mean, 110?
110.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's intriguing.
Yeah.
I won't say it's like, you know, it's not my favorite. I don't even, for this, this goes for, we just looked it up, it goes for $90.
Okay.
So I don't know that I would buy it.
Yeah.
But it's intriguing. I'm not dissing it. I ain't mad at it.
I ain't mad at it. All right, D-Rock, what do you think?
You know, everything in me says not to like it.
Yeah.
Because of smokiness, but I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it, the initial taste is that kind of smoke, mesquite punch in the face, but as it sits, it definitely opens up.
You kind of get both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm usually not like the super smoky whiskey guy, but...
It's like if Texas and Canada got together and had a baby.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of the Chat Scotch finish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's smoky, but it still has the...
Yeah, I could see that.
The American characteristics.
That's actually a great comparison.
Yeah.
Smoky, but it's approachable. It's not too campy.
Yeah.
Not too campfire.
I certainly like that one better than the classic. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this last one.
Why are you looking forward to the last one?
Well, so this last one is the Spring 2022 Distiller's Cut. It starts off with classic American single malt, originally aged in new American white oak, then finished in used Armagnac barrels, which I'm an Armagnac fan.
Okay. All right.
So Armagnac is a great brandy produced in the Armagnac region of Gascony in the southwest France. Typically distilled from wine made from a blend of grapes using column stills. This differs from cognac, which uses pot stills, and is made predominantly from the Ugni Blanc grapes. UGNI?
Yeah. Spell that for me.
UGNI.
You all right over there?
Ugni?
Bless you.
Do you have a stroke?
No.
Okay.
Armagnac typically has notes of earth, caramel.
There it is again.
Plums earth. And vanilla. Earth.
I didn't get earth on the last one, though. Like, I don't even remember what I was tasting when I actually used that as a note.
Dirt? Yeah. You said dirt.
I said dirt.
Yeah, and I said earth.
Earth, yeah. But I don't remember what that was. This got some good tasting notes on it, too.
Yes.
I'm loving the presentation on the bottle. All black.
Yeah, it's really cool.
This one is a JD all black.
So this says on the nose, you should get raisin, vanilla, rose, and roasted nectarines.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just pause for a minute. Just to appreciate that color.
It is pretty dark.
Rich, yeah. Rich, almost a red mahogany thing happening. Not as smoky on the nose,
no.
Obviously, as the last one.
And this one's at 111 proof, is that right?
It says 115.
Oh.
Is that right? Or the website says 115. What's the show there?
This says 111.
Okay.
On the bottle. So
111.
Distiller's cut. So I guess are these single barrels? Maybe they're just different batches at different proofs, I guess.
Yeah, different limited releases.
Smells great.
Definitely sweeter.
Yeah.
The malts are still there, but like definitely...
I don't know what a roasted tangerine smells like, so... Or nectarine.
Nectarine, yeah.
But...
You get citrus?
Yes. And still a lot of brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm.
That Armagnac is definitely present.
Yep.
That, geez.
It says you should get sugared plums.
Yes.
Red wine.
Yes.
White pepper and a stone fruit on the mid palate. Ending with a lingering milk chocolate finish.
Good Lord, that is delicious.
Yes.
That's really good.
This will get you into trouble.
That's a single malt I can get behind.
Man, there's like this complexity of things happening.
The other two, you can take them or leave them, but that one, whew.
That's great.
Their notes are actually spot on, too.
Yeah.
There is like a milk chocolate thing.
Yes, there is.
The M&Ms. Do we have a price on this one? Do we know?
Looks like 90, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Same boat.
Steep price for me, but.
It's a premium craft. You're at the distillery.
You're in Arizona.
Arizona.
So in a spring training game. Your Cubs have just won. You want to celebrate.
All right. There is a context that I would spend $90 on this. There is.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's good stuff.
It drinks way softer than the last one, too.
It does, yeah. The taste profile is a lot softer.
It says on the rocks, the white pepper increases, the milk chocolate finish deepens.
Hmm.
That's good.
All right, D-Rock, final thoughts. What are your favorites? If you had to rank them, what would be your rank?
I'm going to go with the Spring 2022. I may go with that the Classic second, and then the third would be the Winter.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the Spring, Winter, then Classic.
Oh, okay.
And the Classic just didn't do it for me.
All right.
Then I didn't like it much.
Yeah, this Spring 2022 Distiller's Cut, geez, it's awesome. The second would probably have to be the classic. Not because I didn't enjoy the winter 2021 release. I loved it, but you have to be into kind of the smoky, campy taste profile, which I love, but not everybody's going to love. But they're all delicious, all buys from me.
I'm with you.
Now, they do already have their fall 2022 ready to go. And the notes on that one, which we don't have, but this one sounds pretty good. Peanut brittle, campfire, and tobacco. Yes, please.
Have me at campfire and tobacco. So,
if you drink it neat, you should get freshly cut grass, burnt sugar, roasted root vegetables, ending with roasted root vegetables. All right, ending with long-lasting toasted marshmallow. Most of that sounds good.
Yeah, I want to try the summer one that's coming, or maybe already out.
Might be out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's originally aged in new American white oak and then finished in rum agricole barrels.
Mm. Ooh,
rum with an H, by the way.
Wait.
Rum.
Rum.
It differs from traditional rum as it's distilled directly from pressed cane sugar instead of fermented juice or cane byproducts like molasses.
Interesting.
Yeah. It says candy, ginger, caramel, petrichor?
Yeah.
Petrichor?
Parkour?
What? Yeah. It's a pleasant smell that frequently accompanies the first rain after a long period of warm, dry weather.
Parkour.
Yeah. On meat, yeah. Burnt sugar? Bright grassy notes?
Yeah. So, you guys go pick up the summer and the fall. Let us know what you guys think of those.
Please.
See if we can get some. That's good stuff.
So, if people want to know more about Whiskey Del Bac, where should they go?
Just go to whiskeydelbac.com.
D-E-L-B-A-C.
That's right.
Hey, while we're here.
Yes.
What if we gave away a bottle? We haven't done it for July yet.
We haven't. Let's get started.
I got the wheel pulled up.
Let's just do it right off the top.
All right.
Run it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Patreon patrons, you know what time it is. It's that time of the month where we do that very special thing. Come on, everyone, I want you to say it with me. I know you know what it is. Say it with me. It's the
Wheel of Bourbon!
Spin it!
All right, so JD went to the shelf, picked something out.
Yeah, we had a little King's Family Distillery bourbon.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a real good one.
All right. So we have all of our patrons.
Yes.
On our wheel of bourbon?
Yes.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's spin the wheel.
Wheel's spinning.
Hello.
Sammy wins a bottle of King's Family, just standard bourbon, right? That's what that
is? This is the 107 proof.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the higher proof.
99% corn.
That's right.
All right, so, yeah, Sammy, we'll reach out to you on Discord. And
got a bottle coming your way.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome.
With a nice sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sammy sandwiches. Yeah, Del Bac. Thank you, guys.
Yes, definitely.
Appreciate the pours.
We got to get out there.
We do have to get out there.
Yeah, let's do it.
Make a trip to the desert.
At the Sonoman?
Sonora.
Sonoma.
Guys, don't come here for your geography lessons. We're horrible at it.
Sonoman?
So, yeah. Sonoran?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Arizona, we got to come out there.
That's what D-Rock does every night.
What? So, yeah.
He's Sonorans.
Sonoran. Yeah.
All right. Till next week.
Till next week.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced and edited by Ben Delameter. Our executive producers are John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Derek Bruner. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about all the whiskeys we've had on the show, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. And if you'd like to further support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon. Our Patreon is loaded with cool perks like our private Discord server, merch, virtual hangouts, and more. Lastly, don't forget to rate the show on Apple or Spotify, and while you're at it, leave us a review. We might just read yours on our next episode. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, cheers.